historian Justin Spring wrote a fascinating history of how Americans fell back in love with French food in the 20th century. And he thinks it happened because of six American writers who came back from Paris with their tales of wine and cheese. But when our contributor, the New York Times columnist Melissa Clark, read the book while thinking ahead to the holidays, a detail caught her eye. It was about Julia Child and how she helped to reinvent hosting and entertaining here by making the actual cooking part of the party. And she did it with the help of one classic dish. Here's Melissa with Justin Spring.
Justin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So in your book, you write about six American food writers in France, including Julia Child. And one thing really struck me. You wrote that she made it possible for the hostess to also be the cook, and she kind of elevated that. Tell me about that.
That's right. She was in Paris at a time when social life was changing. People didn't have cooks anymore. So somebody had to cook dinner, and if you were going to have a dinner party, you had to cook and entertain at the same time. How do you do that?
And how do you do that?
Well, what Dione Lucas used to do, she was the great French cordon bleu chef here teaching in New York, was she would not come out during a dinner party. She would cook for other people, but she'd stay in the kitchen. Julia Child wasn't having that. She wanted to have a party and somehow let the cooking be the life of the party.
So you write about pot-au-feu, the famous French dish, and you say that that is an illustration of what she did to combine these two roles, cook and hostess.
Yeah. In this instance, she was working in collaboration with Simone Beck, who had grown up in Normandy, and this pot-au-feu Normand, the Norman-style pot-au-feu, had been innovated by her parents as a way of having a big dinner party and at the same time going to Christmas Eve Mass. The dinner party was held after the Mass, and so they needed a dish that could hold all evening while the entire household went out to church, including the servants.
So basically what she did was she created this amazing dish that you would make ahead, and then it freed her up to have cocktails with her guests.
That's right. This is a perfect cook-ahead dish. It's a very basic preparation of beef and usually some bones that are brought to a boil over the fire. A stock is created and aromatic vegetables are added along with a bouquet garni. The pot-au-feu in the French style is basically a Sunday afternoon preparation and a Sunday dinner, after which the beef and leftover vegetables go into all sorts of other preparations that are served during the course of the week. It's a very homey dish.
So you wrote in your book that you would make this pot-au-feu on Sunday and it would feed the family for the entire week. So what else would you do with it?
Yeah, the French have a whole bunch of homey dishes. We think of them as something like shepherd's pie, but hachis parmentier is very popular in France. Beef mironton is another.
What are those?
Hachis parmentier is a very chopped up boiled beef with a crust usually of potatoes on the top. And beef mironton is similar, but it's got chunks of beef rather than ground beef.
And then, of course, you have the beautiful broth, this rich beef stock that you've made.
The broth is the whole point. It's the most glorious, and it's the first course of the meal on Sunday. During the course of the week, that broth is then recycled in different ways. It becomes the base of other preparations, but it's also used as different kinds of soup with different thickeners in it, like rice one day, semolina the other, vermicelli another, and so on.
Now, if I wanted to make a pot-au-feu, so I would start out, I would buy the beef bones, I would buy a big chunk of beef, and then I would simmer it slowly. Now, you've compared it to a boiled dinner, but you don't actually boil it, right?
No. The big challenge is keeping the beef at a low simmer on the back of the stove. And traditional French kitchens of the 19th century and early 20th century had these slow-burning ovens, sort of like an aga cooker in the UK, where a pot of broth or stock can be kept at the back of the stove indefinitely. And that's one of the basics of Escoffier's cuisine classique.
So this is at its heart. It's a very humble dish. You know, you have your beef and then you have this broth and you have the broth as a soup as a first course, then you'd have the beef as a second course. But Julia Child and Simone Beck elevated it. And you said that they added different cuts to the pot. What else do they do to elevate this dish?
Okay, well, the festive presentation is a big part of it. Now, when Simone Beck's family had this as a Christmas dish, the cuts of beef, but also of pork roast, of a stewing hen, and of a garlicky sausage would all be ranged around a huge mound of rice. And then there would be a tarragon cream sauce served alongside. Bec was from Normandy, which is famous for its cream, and creme fraiche was the basis of many of Simone Bec's favorite sauces.
Now, do you have a favorite recipe for pot au feu?
My favorite pot au feu is actually the Viennese Tafelspitz, which I make every Christmas. It's a bit more elegant. There are always two traditional sauces served alongside. One is a fresh horseradish and applesauce, and the other is a chive and egg yolk sauce. The Tafelspitz is a very delicate cut of beef in that instance, but the broth is served, or the consommé is served first, then the boiled beef with a little moistening broth on top is the main course. The traditional accompaniments are a roasted potato or a rösti and cream spinach.
That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Is pot au feu a simple enough recipe for anybody to pull off?
Absolutely. You know, one of the fun things about learning all about French food, you go into it thinking it's the fanciest cuisine on the planet, but a lot of the preparations are the simplest kinds of food, and in that way, the most satisfying and homey.
Justin, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
Justin Spring is author of The Gourmand's Way, Six Americans in Paris and the Birth of a New Gastronomy. Melissa Clark's latest book is Dinner in an Instant, and you can find a recipe for classic pot au feu at splendidtable.org.